Hey, welcome to the Market Watch Podcast, dude, where we talk about financial information, business news, analysis, and stock market data. We're going to get you right in at all the best trading options. We're going to get you in on these long bull runs, man. We're gonna make you rich. Wait, I think we're
this is the wrong show. Yeah, this is the wrong show, man. This is our comedy show, not our fucking...
Our fucking hard-hitting financial sector show?
This isn't our financial show, man. This is our fucking comedy one.
Oh, fuck. What show is it? Oh, yeah, okay. Welcome to the ROTFL Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua Dark. And with me, as always, is Killa Puke. What is going on, Puke?
Oh, you know, same old, same old. Dude, I don't know if you've ever went through this, but the last, like, five times I've bought toothpaste... dude,
fuck.
I'm serious. There's like...
So that's like... In the last decade?
Well, you know, I only brush my teeth once a week, whether I need it or not. Yeah, but, you know, from time to time...
When they start hurting?
Yeah, from time to time, you gotta brush those things out. But, dude, and it's ridiculous, man, because every time, dude, like last five times I bought in toothpaste, I don't know if anybody else goes through this, but there's like a huge fucking air bubble in your fucking toothpaste, man. It's ridiculous.
So what they're
doing, ripping you off, dude. You're getting ripped off when you buy a toothpaste.
So they're taking the cue from like... Doritos and Lay's potato chips, where you're like, oh, this is a big bag of chips, and then it's all air.
Yeah.
Oh, very smart. Very smart. They're saving a couple pennies on a tube, man.
I'm telling
that
you.
That shit adds up.
That's why the fucking communists are winning, man.
That's
right
That shit adds up. I know. I went to buy it. Speaking of teeth, and this is the fucking great stuff we like to talk about. I went to buy a water pick. You ever use one of those things?
No. I've seen them used though. I don't fuck
around.
Dude,
those things ain't cheap, bro. I thought, okay, this thing's gonna be cheap, right? It's like fucking it just shoots water through your teeth, the little water flosser. But they're like 40 fucking bucks, dude. Cheapest version, man.
Yeah,
they're like 60 bucks natural. And I just want to talk about Black Friday. You know what? Black Friday
not
doesn't
to be
matter.
Confused with White Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday doesn't matter, okay?
Anymore. No, it doesn't.
Not at all. So I go to the store, and I'm like, ooh, it's Black Friday. And let me tell you, I've never actually got to do one of these Black Fridays, not legitimately. The only time I've ever done a Black Friday is when I decided, okay, this store's going to be so packed that I'm going to go in here and be able to rip so much
everything
shit off.
Yeah,
because
I'm
going to
be able to steal so much shit.
Yeah, no one's going to be able to stop me. How? There's fucking 10,000 people in this store. How are they going to notice?
Everything's unlocked. Like, you don't have to get nobody for nothing.
And that's the real Black Friday, ladies and gentlemen, when you just go steal a bunch of shit because the store is packed. So I go there, and I'm like, fuck yeah, let's check out these fucking deals, right? And I'm like, head over there. Dude, all they do is mark up the fucking the product fucking 50 bucks, and then they fucking take 50 bucks off of it and call it Black Friday.
Well, hey, did you hear about that? Speaking of Black Friday, there's a TV, a 98 freaking inch TV that was like $50,000 off for Black Friday.
98 inches? That's almost as big as my dong.
It's fucking around.
$50,000 off.
$50,000 off, dude. I'm just curious how much that fucking TV is, you know, at sticker press.
I want that rebate, dude. It's probably 10 bucks, or like, you know, 100, 200 bucks, and then you send in the rebate and get $49,800 back. That's good business practice right there, boy. All right. So, before you guys do anything, you guys can go ahead and like this show. You guys can subscribe to this show. You guys can share the show with your friends. And if you share with one friend and have them share with one friend and have them share with one friend,
and so
well, then
on,
guess what?
And so on. And so
we got a bunch of shows that have been shared. Duh.
Yeah.
So
get shit together and share our shit.
Share the shit, man. Go
fling the schmutt, man.
Fling this schmutt around. Look, go to ROTFLpodcast.com, become a member. The best way you can support our show is to share it. However, if you guys are too
frugal,
if you guys want to be super cool, you guys can go to rotflpodcast.com/donate. Send us a couple bucks because we bring you this content every week for free. And that's how it's going to be. And you guys don't have to send us nothing, but it'd be nice because we do put work into this. And, you know, everyone who has supported our show, we love you, man. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you for all of our listeners out there. But so last, I don't know, what, month or month and a half, me and my co-host here have been looking for a place. You know, we both need to move out of our mom's basement, you know. And,
whoa. This is what we mean by expanding the show. It means getting out of our mom's basements.
Right. You know, and so we've been looking for an apartment.
I don't live with my mom, by the way, but it's just as bad where I do live. So, yeah. Moving on.
It's supposed to be funny, man. You know what I mean?
Don't call yourself
out on it, bro. Like,
fuck. It is funny.
Just so everybody knows out there, I don't live at my mom's house.
Well, I just want to make sure, bro. Because that's a fucking boner fucking killer right there.
So we're looking for a place, you know? So we're going on the apartment hunt, man. And this shit's fucking ridiculous. I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but in California, it's like, it's crazy. You can't just walk up to a place and be like, hey, here's my money. Let me move. Like, shut up and take my money and let me move in. It's not like that.
Not just any money. Like, here's my first, my last, my deposit. Like, here's all this shit. Yeah. Like that's a lot of money you hand someone over. And yeah, it is California, bro.
Because it's ridiculous. So now they do credit checks. Fuck it. You got to have all your shit together, like all your check stubs, this, that, and the other. And then you have to make what, four times the amount of what the price is.
And they got that stupid little sign that says you must be this tall to fucking
ride the ride. It's fucking ridiculous. And so, and then now they're also doing criminal background checks. So
yeah, we don't need that.
not at all.
This is the last thing we need.
Very last thing. So we found some cool apartments, you know, like some nice ones. They were fucking nice. So the lady calls me up, like, after, you know, going back and forth, sending them what they need for, like, back and forth for, like, 3 weeks, man. This lady's, you need this, that, and the other. You need this, that, and the other. You need this. Now you need this. Well, so the lady calls me up, and she's like, hey, you guys are approved, you know? And I'm like, fuck yeah, this is the one we wanted.
Fuck yeah.
You know? Stoked.
I was so happy when they said that.
Right? Because, okay, so the other one we were approved for is a shithole fucking little apartment.
Shithole, but we got approved for easily on that.
Yeah, we did. It was a walk in the park for that one, but
let me just say that we lied on everything we did. Well, I did. Every fucking thing I did and sent him in was a fucking complete fabrication of the truth. This is what I have to do. This is what you have to do.
His mom had to, like, change her voice.
Look, this is the only person I have in my life that can vouch for me. So,
he sent two different numbers for his mom, and his mom, like, had to disguise her voice.
Yeah, she had to sound like somebody else. She had to switch back and forth between different voices, and one was the boss, and one was the landlord, and one was a personal reference, dude. Like, she was fucking pissed, but she's good at that shit, dude. You know, but
she's always had a little bit of the acting bug in her.
Dude. So she actually enjoyed it. She enjoys when I send her on these little criminal heists, which she considers criminal, but which I consider just regular everyday stuff.
Yeah.
So she gets all like, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this so good, and she was so mad at me, dude, because she thought I messed up so bad, and she's like freaking out and stressed out, like the FBI was gonna kick down her door for lying on a rental application, dude. I was like, dude, shut up, dude. Who cares if we don't get it? Well, just lie to another bunch of people. And this is the stuff we have to do as ex-convicts, guys.
Now that we've got our shit together and we're trying to actually, you know, do the right thing, they don't even let us do the right thing because
they don't make it easy for us.
No, not at all.
They make it so hard. We cannot get an apartment. The lady flat out told us if we have a criminal background, it's a flat out denial.
No, and she
this is everywhere.
The lady called. She's like, oh, for the one we wanted, you guys are approved. And I'm going to send you the email right now. You just pay your first, last deposit and all that good shit. And I'm like, cool, right? And so, you know, we told everybody, like, well, we're getting this bitching ass apartment, you know, and like everybody's all stoked for us. And then, like, an hour later, I didn't get the email. So an hour later, the lady's like, so I might have jumped the gun. You know, we're just waiting on your criminal background check to come back.
Ah, fuck.
So she's like, I don't know why it hasn't came back yet. You know?
Yeah, I know why.
It was supposed to be here by the 19th, and it's already like the 23rd.
I know why. It's because we fucking shut down their server with all that documentation they had to send over. Yeah. They're like fucking, it keeps telling them every time they try to send the criminal background over that the fucking, the file exceeds the storage capabilities.
Too large.
Email.
Too large.
Yeah, they're like, file. Share it with Google Drive first if you want to get it over. We can't send 20 gigabytes of fucking documentation over.
For real. Like, dude, like my shit goes on. It's pages and pages and pages, dude. But, yeah, so then, like, a couple days later, like, so she's like, oh, yeah, so everything's approved as long as, you know, so you guys are in as long as you don't have a criminal background. You don't have a criminal background, do you? And I was like, no, of course not.
I'm about to, bitch, if you don't let us in this fucking apartment. I'm about to catch a domestic violence up in this piece.
Of course not. Of course we don't. You know, she's like, okay, good. You know, then you guys should have no problem. You know, and then. A few days later, she called. A different lady called us, like with the same fucking spiel. Oh, you guys are approved. I'm sending you over the stuff. Yeah, so got our hopes up again. So I figured they either didn't do the criminal background, or you know, I didn't know what was going on.
Or there was a mistake made along the way, or they said, F it. We need them in anyways.
Right, something, you know, a hiccup in the system,
dude. I feel like this is going to happen a third time before they actually realize and then tell us nah.
Well, they do owe me $100, dude. So if they try to fucking
they owe you $100.
I know
that one does. The other one does.
Well, this now, one, that one.
Now this new one is going to as well. It seems like.
Yeah, I know, but this one, you know, after they get our criminal background check back and we get denied, if they try to renege on my $100, I'm going to be like, just do me a favor. Look at my criminal background. You know, you got it right there in front of you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Don't give me my $100.
Don't you guys like your apartments? I would hate for something.
Because I'm going to get my $100 back one way or the other.
Yeah, I would hate for these wildfires to carry into fucking December on your ass and burn your fucking little place down. Not saying that I would, but you never know. The wind's been picking up out there, so.
Maybe not arson, dude. That's a bad thing to have on your jacket.
Is it?
Yeah, you'll never get into fire camp, bro.
Yeah, you don't want into fire camp anyways anymore.
I heard.
And if you're fucking living your life like worried about what prison you're gonna go to in the future,
not anymore. Then,
well, you probably shouldn't be burning shit down. Maybe that is something you would want to take into account if you were.
Right, if I was still burning stuff
down. If I burn this down, I'll never be able to get into fire camp.
Let's do something else.
This is not how you live your life, ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, as ex-criminals and people have getting their life together, they make it really hard for criminals to get their life together. They refuse to let them. I mean, what are you supposed to do? If we didn't have, you know, loved ones and people that cared about us that want to see us do better and who've kind of helped us out along the way because we have, like, got down, you know, and pulled ourselves up by our bootstraps and really changed our lives. If we didn't have those people, I couldn't imagine where we would be.
Dude, it'd be fucked.
Imagine not having any of the help that we've had or like opportunities. Yeah, it would be rough. We'd probably be living in a homeless shelter. I don't know what.
It would be a lot harder to get our shit together. That's for damn sure. Shout out, thank you to all of our friends and family that have helped us out along the way.
Yeah, shout out to our loved ones, and it's going to come back to you tenfold when we're
famous.
Well, rich. I don't know about famous.
Dude, I'm already famous.
I'll take rich over famous any day, bro. Let me tell you that right now. I would hate to be famous and poor. That would be like
that's horrible. You
know, I got all the way here for nothing.
like a child actor.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking worthless.
Like Macaulay Culkin or.
He's pretty funny, dude. Like, if you ever read any of his new stuff, he's actually pretty funny.
And what is the other guy's name that was in Lost Boys and Stand By Me? Corey Feldman, dude. They're all broke, dude.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's sad. Well, moving on.
Okay.
Don't be a criminal, one. And just know that if you do, well,
your life's going to be a whole lot fucking harder when you try to get a fucking apartment.
Yeah, even if you try to get your stuff together. And if you are a criminal who's gotten his life together, well,
kudos, man. Yeah, kudos to you.
You guys know how hard it is. And I just know that what's really going to help you guys out, if you guys want to get your life together, I got a little plug for you. you just go to rltflpodcast.com/shop and check out our gear, man, because if anyone's going to help you out, they're going to help you out if you got our merch on.
For real. For sure.
Yeah. They're going to see that merch and be like, you know what? I didn't trust you. I was looking at your little beady eyes and I was like, no, but then I seen the shirt and I was like, okay.
This is a trustworthy individual.
This
right
is
here.
Somebody I can invest in right here. So go ahead and check that out, dude. For sure. All right. So helicopter discovers an Arthur C. Clarke-esque monolith in the Utah desert.
Yeah, this thing is crazy, dude. If you guys haven't seen this, it's pretty gnarly.
Just Google this, dude.
Yeah, it's gnarly.
Monolith in Utah desert.
But not just that.
Check it out.
Where this thing is at, there's no way that it's not like down the street from a fucking, you know, somewhere where you can get all this shit to build.
Someone
this
got
thing.
It out there. But I really like that someone did this, because this is just like Arthur C. Clarke's Space Odyssey 2021, the beginning with the monolith and I can just picture all the bones. Yeah, I can picture all the primates fucking jumping around it. This is like the perfect fucking little scene. And I just was like, you know what? Now that's cool. Whoever fucking went and did that, and like I don't know if anyone's taking credit for that or what.
Nobody's taking credit for it yet.
So some guy just went out and fucking did that. And just, or lady, who knows, and throw it out there, and I'd be taking credit for that quicker and shit. I guess I would wait.
Let's take credit for it right now. You know that.
So we did that. You know that monolith?
You know that monolith out there? That was from us.
That was the RLTFL podcast.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. You can help support us in our crazy artistic stuff we do. Dude, because that's what we do. We did that. But I guess I would let the steam build up for a while before I claimed
it. Before you claimed it?
Yeah, why do it right away? And then they're like, oh, whatever. Wait till like it's like on fucking Alien Mysteries or Ancient Aliens on Discovery or something, and then come out and fucking do it, you know?
Right.
All right. So that's fantastic. Toronto business owner arrested after repeatedly refusing to follow the COVID mandates.
Yeah.
This is your story, man. So
this is mine.
You go off. Well, you fucking sent the picture, man. And I'm like, well, how is he going to go us off a story,
screenshot? So this business owner got arrested. Number one, the COVID mandates are ridiculous. If you guys haven't,
Oh, I'm thinking they know.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows. But they're ridiculous. And not just that, but all these mandates, they're so contradictory. Like, how can you know, if it made more sense, I think more people would go along with it. But they don't make any sense whatsoever.
They follow no science. And when the lady said, and the people say, the health industry, they're like, or the politicians are like, we're just following the science. And then you ask them what the science is, and their reply is,
they don't know.
Yeah. No, their reply is, well, there's science that say masks work. Okay, man, we already know that, bro. We're behind you. If there's anything, well, okay, whatever. Mass work, maybe or maybe not, but at least there's some science behind it. But that's the only science they have to point to, because literally all the other science contradicts itself. They're like, you got studies saying one thing, you got other studies saying another thing. And these politicians, excuse me, and healthcare professionals aren't statisticians, dude. Bro. That's who needs to be doing this and shooting us the numbers. Because these people don't know what the fuck statistics mean or even how to present them correctly.
Well, kudos to this guy right here that did that, because, you know, everybody's sick of this shit. Everybody. I don't care who you
Everybody.
Are. Everybody's so sick of this shit.
Coronavirus and fucking lethargy.
Not just that, but, you know, it's ridiculous. And so kudos to you, man, for standing up for your rights and your business and, you know, doing what needs to be done. And honestly, I think everybody should do what this dude does.
Well, they can't arrest everybody.
No, they can't. And if everybody stood up and you know, did their part.
Well, they're going after people that the numbers aren't coming from. Okay. So they're shutting down businesses who already invested the time. We talked about it last week, and putting all their stuff outside. you know, they did this big old investment to put up all these tables and put up these little tents outside so everyone could eat outside and change their whole fucking get down.
It's fucking winter, man. It's fucking winter time. It's cold everywhere. Nobody wants to fucking eat outside, dude. It's freezing.
I get it. No one wants to eat outside, but they still went and did this because they told them to do this. They said, follow the science. This is what you do. They did all this stuff, and they're still shutting them down. And the numbers aren't coming from the restaurants, dude.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing, too.
They have no line of logic that says that people are catching these in gatherings. They're catching these in supermarkets that will never shut down. You think Walmart and the big chains are ever going to shut down? No, the whole point is to grow those. Why they shut down small businesses, dude.
And another thing too, like there was one I was watching where it was talking about the recent spike or whatever, and it was like, most of the people, this was like, here's their science. They're like, a lot of the people that have caught the coronavirus might have also dined in a restaurant within the last, couple of weeks. So it's not like, they did dine in a restaurant.
There's no hard science. They would have to really track these people. Like, okay, here's where a few coronavirus people did, and then magically at the same time these guys were in the same vicinity and then they had COVID too. That would be more accurate than just saying, okay, these people gathered up here, so this is must have been where,
right?
And it could be none of those people caught it. It's just the fluctuations are going up, and the fluctuations were already going up during flu season, during cold season, during winter. Like, this is already not news, dude. We already knew this was going to happen, dude. So, speaking of studies, live your life,
live your life and do whatever the fuck you want, because we're all going to die anyway. So, what does it fucking matter?
Don't listen to this guy for medical advice, for one. Don't come to our show for medical advice. But I understand everyone's, if they're fed up with it. I understand, because we can't get any accurate information anywhere. No, we can't come to any type of agreement. And then they get mad on, the mainstream media gets mad at everyone for not just coming to agreement when no one else, when the bigwigs can't even come to agreement, bro. Like, they're people who should be in the know, but they're mad at us because we can't come to an agreement. So they're taking it out on us. So last week, you want to talk about some bullshit. And this is when I know science has failed us, and not science itself, but the political sphere of science that controls these studies and what goes out into the mainstream media and what goes out into the information. Johns Hopkins University published an article examining the effects of coronavirus. Okay. And, it kind of went, the reason we have a higher number of reported COVID-19 deaths, they said, among older individuals than younger individuals, this is Johns Hopkins study, is simply because every day in the U.S., older individuals die in higher numbers than younger individuals.
Right.
Well, no fucking shit. And this is the statistician's job to figure these things out and shoot it out there, not a fucking healthcare professional. And guess what they did with this article? Johns Hopkins immediately was pressured
to delete it. So who told them? Who? So that's the thing that you got to ask yourself. Then they immediately took it down. So they published this thing, and then all of a sudden they deleted it because somebody told them.
They got slaughtered in fucking on the fucking face feeds in the Twitter books, and how dare you put up the study that tells the facts and the truth, because it goes against our fucking narrative that we've been fucking brainwashed to believe the last 9 months. How dare you put it out there? You're going to get people killed. No,
all this
what's going to get people killed? Ignoring the truth, bro. You know what's going to get people killed? Ignoring the fucking facts.
No, they want everybody to be sheep, man.
Yeah, I know, but it's just why. And so when they were asked about taking it down, they didn't deny the study. Mind you, Johns Hopkins didn't go, oh yeah, we made a mistake. They just said, no, we actually stand by our study.
Right.
And for some fucking reason, they said, we just don't want to spread misinformation. How is it misinformation if Johns Hopkins puts out a study they stand by, dude? Shouldn't we be allowed to read that study and decide for ourselves?
And that's the thing. And, that's what a study is. You read the shit and then you decide if you believe it or not. That's the thing. That goes with everything, man. And it's just,
you shouldn't have information shut down. That is such a dangerous path to be on, is to shut down, you know, the flow of information, dude, because then you get stuck in the people who control the information that they want you to
only
see.
Hear what they want you to fucking hear.
And then you become so far removed from actual reality,
from what's really going on.
You're living in a very dangerous spot, not just for a social, economic, you know, political sphere that we have to deal with every day, but also like internationally. It just makes our whole country weak, I believe, to not be living on some semblance of facts and truth.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a scary thing when the science and medical, scientific and medical communities just start, you know, taking down their own studies that they believe in. They don't, like, we're too stupid. The public is too stupid to digest this information. When was that line crossed, man? When did the public become too stupid to hear this information that is out there? Like, when people do studies and scientists and anyone, like, who finally decided that, you know what, the public is just too stupid.
I think it's been, you know, I don't think it's like happened all at once. It's just baby steps, sort of. Like, same thing with, you know, they do a study and then you have somebody that reads the study and puts out their opinion on it. It's like, why would you read their opinion on it when you could read the study yourself? You know, like just shit like that. I don't know.
They just don't want people to come to their own opinion on things.
Right.
That's just flat out what it is. We don't want you to have an opinion. Whatever our opinion is for the day, that's your opinion.
Yeah.
That's the only opinion. If you go with that, against that opinion, you're a fucking narrow-minded, you're a misogynist, you're a homophobe, you're a racist, you're any number of things they could make up if you don't go with their view for the day.
Right.
I don't know. It's a very dangerous place to be, but let me tell you a little something about this. We're on a slippery slope to nowhere's town. Listen, let me tell you about this vaccine that they're fucking coming up with.
And have you heard that it has AIDS in it? You're more likely to get AIDS?
Oh, fuck, bro. I've already had that like 5 times. I've kicked it.
Oh, I'm serious. I guess I don't know if it's true or not. No. Don't quote me on it, but something to do with this corona vaccine has something to do with fucking, you know, you're more likely to get AIDS if you take this vaccine.
Get the fuck out of here.
Look it up. Hey, everybody Google that shit.
Why? Because you start fucking having frivolous sex with males in Palm Springs or something? I don't get it. Well,
I don't get it either, man. I just heard it somewhere. So, you know, I didn't fact check it. I just thought it was funny.
I don't get it. So, side effects, dude. The vaccines are in the final stages, and the vaccine will not be a walk in the park. So, not only do they got to sell us on this fucking thing that we don't want to take anyways, doctors are warning the public that the new coronavirus vaccine are expected to be approved by the FDA in a few weeks. They're saying, we're going to warn our patients that this is going to be bad. You are not going to enjoy this. You're not going to enjoy this vaccine. And not only that, we really got to pump you up for this because you're going to feel bad. And then you're going to have to come back and get another shot in a few weeks. And that second shot is really going to kick your ass. So they say plan on being down for at least 24 to 48 hours. And I was only down for 24 when I caught the coronavirus and it wasn't even down. I still went to work. I still, you know, crushed it on my weight set.
You fucking in the backyard.
Dude, I work by myself, bro. What am I spreading? The only super spreading I'm doing is spreading these butt cheeks. Down, boom, pow. You like that? No. We need to make patients aware that this is not going to be a walk in the park, some dude named Fryhofer said. You're going to listen to advice from a guy named Fryhofer? Maybe. It sounds official. They are going to know, he says, that they had a vaccine put in them. Oh, I do not like this.
What?
I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like vaccines. I do not like them in my butt. What?
Let's try this. Wait, hang on. COVID vaccine and AIDS.
What are you doing, dude? Are you serious?
There is currently no licensed HIV vaccine on the market, but multiple research projects are trying to find an effective vaccine.
That wasn't the one I just fucking said.
Hey,
dude.
Good job, bro. Good fucking job, dude.
We can probably cut that one out.
Nah, well, that's fine. Fuck it. I don't give a shit.
I read one right before that, and it said some shit, but you know.
I like having the series sector of this podcast.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. Huh?
Hey, I like it. We can just chime in with her on our reporter on the beat. All right, check it out. So this is a terrible thing. This is a terrible thing. So Trump, man, what did he say on that tweet, bro? That's got Trump, everyone.
So Uncle Donnie said, you know, I'm not gonna phrase it word for word. This is what he said in my own words, but he pretty much said, yeah, so I'm not moving out of this fucking White House until Biden can prove that he got 80 million
legal
votes. So he's like, nah, this shit's so fucked up, all this bullshit. Like he's like, I ain't moving fucking nowhere until he can prove that he got 80 million votes.
And dude,
that'll never happen. You know what's funny too is like when I talk to people like, because I talk to people all the time on both sides of the fence, you know, and so I was like, look, you know, I was like, did you hear what Uncle Donnie said this morning? I was like, he said he ain't moving out of the White House, man, until, you know, I just said what he said. But anyways, so the dude's like, oh, there's no fraud. There's no fraud at all. Show me the evidence. I was like, what are you talking about, dude? I was like, there dead people's voted, you know, like there's
people's, like, dogs have voted.
Ridiculous spikes. There's twice as many mail-in ballots that have come back than that were mailed out. You know, there's more votes than registered voters. Like I went off on all kinds of different shit, and he's like, "Oh, that's not,
we,
yeah, that's
we
not
don't
true.
Know." But the truth is, we don't know if those there is voter fraud. Period.
And there's voter fraud in every single election. Every single fucking election. There's
if
voter
you
fraud.
Voted your elementary class president in, you know, in third grade, there was probably some voter fraud going on right there because some little kid named Tommy probably wrote two votes for himself when he wasn't supposed to do that. So there's voter fraud in every single election. So to say that there's not voter fraud
at all is ridiculous.
That's reaching. So, but to say that there's voter fraud to the levels of,
if it'll turn the tide,
it's going to swing the vote.
Right.
That's the real question. There's definitely voter fraud now. But what I've seen, and this is the truth, all the voter fraud I've seen this election, they didn't find mysterious buckets and truckloads and trash cans full of Biden votes.
No, they didn't find those out in the middle of the desert, fucking, you know, in trash cans, all that shit. They never.
I don't know. Conservatives might need to start playing dirty, I guess, because.
I tried to vote. Did I tell you?
Nah, what happened? I thought you did vote.
I did vote. But and you know, I'm not gonna discuss who I voted for.
Okay.
No, but I went there and
Was it Kanye West?
Of course. So I tried to do the absentee ballot, but they wouldn't let me. They had, oh, you gotta sign up this, that, and the other. So I did that. Well, so remember how a few shows ago I was like, dude, there's no way they're gonna screen everybody to see if you're a fucking felon. Well, so I got a thing in the mail saying, you're a felon, you can't vote. So my vote didn't
really
count. Yeah. Yeah.
Or just on parole can't vote.
Oh, yeah, I'm you know, parole.
Oh, because I voted. I never got no thing in the mail.
You still on parole?
I am not on parole.
Okay, well there you go.
I'm on probation, which is the little man's parole.
That's actually worse.
Yeah, well, not really. I check in like once every 6 months at this point.
Oh, that's nice.
It is fucking nice. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck, I love checking in on that kiosk, dude. Oh.
So this is what I am saying about this, is that conservatives are less likely to cheat because I feel like they hold themselves to a high moral standard, which they believe in the system. They believe in the Constitution. They believe that it's, you know, the Constitution was the best document ever written. And, it's still evolving to a good sphere. Well, it's supposed to be. That was the plan anyhow. And so they're less likely to cheat because it goes against the very system that they believe in. It kind of undermines it. But you know, the other side of the little aisle right there, well, they're not afraid because they don't believe in the system. They hate the system. They think they believe the system is corrupt and they want to destroy.
Well, not just that, but you know, even if Biden does fucking pull this off, you're not going to see a bunch of conservatives, you know, hitting the streets and fucking rioting.
they're not burning shit down.
Yeah, they're going to go to work just like they always do. And
try to get them on the next one.
Try to fucking live their life. Yeah, they're not going to fucking, you know.
Yeah, but I see this is where I think conservatives are naive, man. You know? And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like they think that, I don't know. I just feel like they think that, you know, they're going to pull it off because they have their morals and
the right
on their side
and
the righteousness on their side, and righteousness always prevails. But not history always has shown us time and time and again,
not always.
That don't mean shit. Dude. Yeah. You know,
have you ever been a nice guy? You know, you know, that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice guys.
Finish last, man.
Finish last, unfortunately. And it's a sad thing, but, let me just talk about it. Biden does come into office. He has got his all female. He has hired an all female cabinet for communications. An all female cabinet for communications.
Well, good luck, you know.
Yeah, so there's a joke here.
And there's many jokes. I've had like six ran through my head right now.
Well, there's a joke here about really can females really communicate? Could you imagine they're all in a conference and they're like, so Biden's like, what's going on? And he's talking to his female staff and they're like, you should already know what's going on. I shouldn't have to tell you. Could you imagine?
They start slamming shit.
Just all mad and shit. And like you should just know how it is, Mr. Biden. Or he's lining them up and he just sniffs them every day. You know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hello, Mary Sue. Sniffs her hair. Hello, Janice. Ooh, that Pantene Pro-V. Hello, LaQuanda. Ooh, is that Head and Shoulders? I could just see him sniffing his whole line.
Yeah.
And everyone thinks, this guy's so progressive. He got a bunch of females. No, he's a creep.
He's a creep. And you know what you got to do, right? For all you female fucking workers over there, what you got to do is you just got to run up and sniff Biden first to assert your dominance.
You got to assert your dominance or put some deer piss in your hair. And so when he goes to smell it, he's like, oof, you know?
Didn't sniff you know. Again. Won't go back for a second taste.
Maybe he won't want to go back. But females in charge of communications, he might be onto something here.
They aren't the best communicators.
They say they are. I mean, I wouldn't think they're the best communicators, but I guess as the more social animal, they do communicate with other human beings well. Now, do they do it straight to the point? Nah. Not so much, but they managed to get it done amazingly. This is why I trust in my female counterparts to handle. This is why I trust my female counterparts in my life to handle social communications where I need not expend my energy, you know. I feel like they can handle things better than I can when it comes to...
You have your bitches answer your calls? Is that what you're saying?
Nah, bro. I'm just saying they're better at it. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying... Look, I'm just saying, like for instance, like my baby's mama, right?
Right.
Family time, like I sit down and shut up in the corner and let her do the mingling. I let her do the communications, the PR with the families. You see what I'm saying? Like, even at my own family, I let her do that because I'm bad at it. And people always seem to turn on me whenever I open my mouth. So I've learned just to shut up and they're just good that way. They're good at mending relationships that you would rather not work on to mend because you're just too fucking lazy. Let's get around to it.
Right.
I don't know. I'm bad at that stuff. But speaking of Biden, he twisted his ankle the other day playing with one of his pet dogs. quotes plain unquote, you know.
Yeah.
Who knows what he was really
doing.
He was
probably fucking, you know, sniffing it.
Anyway. Yeah, it probably bit him right on his little ankle. Yo, fuck, don't be sniffing me again, you weirdo.
Sniffing his ass.
So. Yeah, I could see Biden sniffing a dog's ass.
Yeah.
No fucking problem. I could see him doing that.
Oh, for sure. Oh, that's our next meme.
What? Him sniffing another dog's ass?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's just old, bro, and I think this is a lie. I don't think at fucking 90 million years old, he's out there fucking
playing with a dog. Up. Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't see it.
Right. He probably was like fucking, you know, getting up out of a chair.
Bro. Yeah. He probably rolled out of his fucking lazy boy and just snapped his fucking brittle bone syndrome fucking ankle, bro.
For sure.
But I feel like this is bullshit and this is such a non-story, but I feel like they're trying to like humanize him a little bit more and say, oh, look, he's got a dog and he plays with them. Why do we care?
I know. Who cares?
Other than the fact you're so fucking old, dude, you're just breaking bones, dude.
For sure.
Fucking relax. And now we're going to finish it off with this. Okay. Well, so you want to shoot this about the young couple?
Yeah. Okay.
Trying to prove human All right. kindness.
Okay. So there's this happened a few years back. Don't get me wrong, but you know, I came across a story and I had to put it on here. So this young couple a few years back, you know, they're new age hippies. I don't even know what you would call them nowadays, but so they wanted to mountain bike across the world, you know, to show that there's human kindness and human decency all over the world. That's what they
wanted.
And
you already know about my thoughts on bicyclists, but carry on.
Oh yeah, for sure. But, you know, so they started out and they got as far as ISIS territory. And you know, so and now the thing is that where are your friends and family like that should like be like, hey, you know, maybe you should skip like this area because everybody there hates Americans and it's probably not a good idea to ride through there on a fucking bike.
Let me just say this quote from them, which is just it's so deep and so great. And so heartfelt and so far removed from fucking reality that it's fucking hilarious. Quote, evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow human beings holding values and beliefs and perspectives different than our own. And then they rode their happy ass on a 10-speed bike and got their fucking
headshot. Oh, yeah. So that was the end of the story. So they drew, they were riding their bikes through ISIS territory. They got jumped and they got their fucking heads cut off. Now, the thing is, the way I look at it like this, like, that's fucking natural selection. Like, the people like this, I honestly don't think should breed. Like, I'm just saying, natural selection. If you're going to go, like, fucking, oh, I'm, you know, going to go ride my fucking bike through a war-torn fucking country where they all hate fucking Americans just to prove that it's all make-believe. It's all a fantasy. Like, you know.
That'd be like my ass walking through, like, Watts or something, bro, you know, in a wife beater, bro, and just thinking I'm just going to mob through because everyone is a human and everyone is kind.
Yeah. So,
dude, you don't do things like this.
No, this is where's your common sense?
This is natural selection, and yeah, where was these people found? I guarantee someone had to say, nah,
that's probably not a good idea.
This is a bad idea.
Where's your mom? Like, you know,
this is a bad idea, Topaz and Moonfire, or whatever their name was. You know, like, this is not. They probably have some just straight across names like Lisa and Stan or
John
something. John, you know?
And fucking.
Yeah, just some dumbass. No, yeah. But dude, you guys don't put your lives on the line, man, to go prove your
ideologies.
Ideologies, dude. Speaking of which, this is an older story too, but it's a nice segue to end this off. This dude named John Chow.
It looks like Chew, man.
Okay, John Chu, whatever. Look, there's an island over in like India or something off the coast or something like that. Over in that area, Indian Sea. I don't effing know, dude.
Yeah, that's the one they don't even, you know, you don't go there, dude, because they're like still headhunters. Like they still eat people.
This is a hands-off zone. Like the United Nations came in and said, look it, no laws apply to this zone at all. Okay, like you don't step in this zone. These people have not had contact. They have not had contact with modern human beings. These guys are a snapshot of like humans 10,000 years ago, bro.
Yeah, like, and that's the thing too. Like, I've seen like drones like fly near and try to like fucking, you know, take pictures of these people, and they fucking throw spears at it. Like these people are vicious, dude. I'm not even bullshitting, dude. Like, these people are vicious.
No, look, I know these. You don't play games like this. This isn't a movie where like they take you into their camp and they make you a god and hoist you up onto a fucking little throne thing
or like teach you their mystical ways.
Yeah, get you all fried out on some freaking DMT and see the fucking elder spirits.
Listen, it's not that kind of movie, man.
No, this guy showed up and held his Bible up in the air and they shot an arrow at him, bro. Okay, and the arrow hit the Bible, dude. Okay, and he was like, oh, this is a sign, you know, from this is a sign that I can keep moving forward.
No, that's a sign to get your fucking ass out of there, man.
No, so he kept moving forward, bro, and they whacked his ass. They shot him full of things, they stabbed him, they chopped him up, and
did they eat him?
I think you know what, I don't know.
I'm
and
telling you,
you know, we can't go in there and prosecute, we can't do anything because this is like, we went and invaded their land, bro.
Right. Natural selection again. You know, this is natural selection. If you're that's okay, you know, like I understand, like, you know, you want to spread the word of God. Like, I understand that.
No.
Go somewhere a little more accepting.
Dude, if you're going to spread the word of God, then get dressed up in a little white shirt and a little black tie and put on a weird little helmet and cruise around on your little 12-speed bike with your friend.
Go knocking door to door.
And go knocking on doors talking about, have you heard about Joseph Smith? Or what was his name? Is that what his name was? I don't know. So. You know what Tell it is, that. Man. But just don't do it, man. You better do that in the suburbs, too. Where you don't got to worry about getting your head chopped off.
Right. By some the worst thing that's going to happen to you is a door's going to get slammed in your face. Don't go fucking to where there's headhunters and they still fucking eat people. I mean, come on.
Get or you're going to get some molested by some ex-Boy Scout troop leaders. You never know.
What?
You never know what door you're going to knock in. It could be dangerous. You know? It could be dangerous. You never know. Okay, so... I don't know. That's all we got.
That reminded me of a joke. Have you ever had sex in a sleeping bag?
Maybe with my Boy Scout leader.
You just killed the joke, man. When you ever have sex in a sleeping, dude, it's horrible. Like, you know, there's hardly any room to fucking move around, and it gets all sweaty. And the worst part about it is your scout master has his fucking hand around your mouth.
Oh, come on, man. Jeez Louise, what's wrong with you? You need help, dude. We need someone to come proselytize to you and get you to the word of God, you savage. All right, that's all we got. Go to www.rotflpodcast.com and check us out. Subscribe, become a member. You will get notified every time one of these episodes drops. You got to go see our YouTube channel. Just search ROTFL Podcast. I've been throwing up videos that keep getting copyrighted.
That last one was pretty funny, dude. That was hilarious.
Dude, it keeps getting banned from Facebook. Facebook was like, you can't play it. So all I did was link it from my YouTube channel, and that's fine. So you know what, Facebook? Once again, fuck you.
Yeah, we'll find a way around.
Yeah, go check out our merch on our site. Follow us on Instagram at ROTFLPod. Man, you know the deal, man. Just go get it done. Share this with your friends, bro.
ROTFL, you search ROTFL Podcast and we pop up all over the place, man.
We are on every podcast platform, dude. So make sure whatever podcast platform you're subscribed, if you happen to be Apple listeners, which seem to be a good majority according to our percentage in analytics, then go ahead and subscribe and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. By rating and reviews, you help us expand our show and get us more listens. And we just love you guys, man. You know?
All right.
That's all I got.
All right. Well, peace. Till next time.
Till next time on Market Watch. All right, bye. Later.